Are you walking towards a sunset or a sunrise in your life? Are you filled with doubt or a person with faith? Are you walking towards fear or walking towards hope? Is life for you like heading for an end or for beginning? Well, I want to share with you a story in the Bible where life seemed to be coming to an end. They were walking to a sunset and everything turned around. Ended up being a sunrise. And of course, I'm talking about the resurrection of Christ and what happened on the road to Emmaus for two of Jesus' followers. Now, these men, they didn't know Jesus had rose from the dead. They heard the report, didn't believe the women. But guess what? They were sad. And it says here in Luke chapter 24, that very day, two of them were heading to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about everything that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing it together, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you talking about while you're walking along?" One of them, named Cleopas, said, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know all the things that have happened in these last few days?" Jesus said, What things? And they said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, but our chief priests and rulers delivered him up, had him condemned to death, and crucified him. We'd hoped he was the one that would redeem Israel, and besides this, now it's the third day since it's all happened. And then this morning, some women in our company amazed us. They went to the tomb in the morning, couldn't find his body, and came back saying that they'd even seen a vision of angels who told them he was alive. And some of us went to the tomb and found it was just the way the women said, but didn't see him. But then he said to them, 'Oh, you foolish men, you slow of heart to believe everything the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted with to them all the scriptures concerning these things. And they drew near to the village where they were going. He appeared to be going on farther, but they constrained him. They said, 'Stay with us. The evening is far spent. The day is over. Come and stay with us.' And so he did. And when he sat at the table with them, he took bread and blessed it. And when he broke it, he gave it to them, and suddenly their eyes were opened. They recognized him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said to each other, 'Didn't our hearts burn while he was talking to us in the road and he opened the scriptures?' And that very hour, they headed back to Jerusalem. They found the 11 gathered together and others with them and said, 'The Lord is risen.' He even appeared to Simon. They told him what happened on the road. And then suddenly Jesus was standing there with them." Amazing. They're heading into the sunset. Their hopes had been dashed. They didn't understand God's promises or have faith in them. All they could see was loss and fear. And Jesus changed everything. Maybe that's what you're going through right now. Let me give you several points to help encourage you today. One, first of all, they were walking towards sunset. Maybe you're walking in the sunset of your life right now. And Jesus was there, but they didn't even recognize him. They're despondent. The sun was setting. And even though it looks like other people to you might be heading for a dawn, a vibrant faith in life, you're heading for the dark. Is that how you feel? Where you think your story should be one of hope, you feel dashed to pieces. Well, number one, Jesus shows up with them and they don't even know it. He could be showing up with you right now. In fact, I'd say he is, and you don't know it, right? Number two, while they were walking and talking to Jesus, didn't know it was him, he began to make sense of things. And as you walk and talk on your way, God is committed to making sense of things. He sheds light on it. In fact, they said later on, our hearts were burning. Well, he opened the scriptures to them and explained how what had happened actually fulfilled what God had in mind. Yet they still didn't recognize him. And here's the message from that for you. God may be talking to you today in the midst of your struggle and trial and tragedy and sunset, and you don't even know it. But he's talking. You may be, like Jesus said, foolish, and we all are, slow of heart to believe, but he's supplying what you need right now, and you don't even know it. Singing about a friend of ours way back when I was a student minister and how their young daughter, Deneen, was handicapped and died. I was a student pastor, and I was doing the funeral, and it was just heartbreaking, and I remember being in an ice storm outside at the grave, burying Deneen, and going into the church after. But then Chris, mom, wrote a book years later and recounts how that dark time became the building blocks where faith was put. They came to the Lord after that incident. They received Christ and were filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You don't know what is going to be built in your sunset. Number three, one thing had happened along the way was these revelations, but something had to take place in those two disciples to see Jesus. They had to give him an invitation. Remember it says there in the story that they got to Emmaus, the city, the town where they were going, and Jesus seemed like he was just going to keep on going. But they invited him to stay. Come, stay with us, be with us. When you're hungry for what God's doing to continue, when you want those revelations to continue, when you invite Jesus in, something takes place. He seemed to be going on. They still didn't recognize him. He wasn't going to force himself on them, but was waiting for this invitation to come. Have you invited God to come into your situation? And what did they do? They were going to stay over the night in the place in Emmaus. They were going to do a very ordinary thing, have dinner together. They sat down with the bread and the food they were going to eat. But it was in that very ordinary moment Jesus broke bread and suddenly he was revealed. And poof, he disappeared just like that. He's waiting for an invitation. And in the invitation, in the ordinary moment, suddenly God will show himself to you. That's what he promises to do. Have you invited him? Even if it's almost evening, even if the sun's down in your life, have you invited him? Fourth point I want to make here. Jesus revealed himself when he broke the bread. Now, it was not like communion as we have it. You know, we celebrate and do communion at church in a kind of a formal way, and we have this little piece of bread and little sip of wine and all of that kind of stuff. That's not what communion is in the Bible. Communion in the Bible is sitting down for a meal. It was the Passover dinner, the Seder. And it was in the ordinary meals that Jesus was present. This is what it's about. They were having a regularly meal. And Jesus said that, you know, as often as you eat and drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Right in the ordinary meal, in the breaking the bread, he was known. In the ordinary moments of life, God comes into your life. Do you invite him to stay? Expect he's going to be there in the sunset. Could be you're quite old, sunset of your life. Could be you're going through a horrible hell of a situation. Could be all your hopes are dashed like their hopes were dashed. Could be the things you were enthralled with and excited about and you thought were going to succeed all failed. And God, I thought you led me this way, you'd say. God, I thought you were doing this. I thought you were doing that. And it doesn't work out. You wonder, where's God? How come it doesn't work out? But you're in the ordinary moment, not the extraordinary, not the super spiritual, not the super religious or anything like that, the ordinary time you in your life, he shows himself. Isn't that cool? Well, Jesus right away disappears. They go, man, he was doing this all along. There's a revelation that we come to that God is at work in us to will and do his good pleasure. That's a Bible verse. There's a revelation when we go through things that we come to say, the Lord is sovereign, even in the things we don't understand. Even in the things that look negative, he's positive. Oftentimes I look back on my daughter Megan, who's handicapped, 38 years old, lives with us, like a five-year-old, mental struggles, different things. And I have to remind myself to listen to Jesus in the midst of the situation, the storms, the struggles. We've asked God for so many things that haven't happened for her. But then I also heard God say years ago, I'll glorify myself through her. Say, Lord, what are you doing? What are you saying? How are you working? Right now, in the middle of this, and we ask him to show up. Well, as soon as that revelation took place, as soon as Jesus had shown it was him, their eyes were open, he disappears, and point number five, the men immediately get up, they turn around, they head back to Jerusalem, they're heading for the sunrise. It's already night, they're heading for the sunrise. They're changed. Their darkness turned to light. Their hopes, their fears turned to hope. Their loss turned to gain. They understood that Jesus transcended the natural. They entered into a supernatural life. They got up at once and headed for Jerusalem. They weren't despondent anymore. They're overjoyed. They walked the 8 miles back to Jerusalem at night because life is different. Man. Well, how about you? Are you heading for a sunrise or a sunset right now? Do your hearts burn as God up to something, but you don't know what it is? I've got some of that going on in my life right now. And guess what? The table of the Lord is set for him to come into the ordinary sphere of life. Man, oh man. When he becomes part of their daily life, their supper, they recognized him. Is Jesus part of your home, your meals, your entertainment, your decisions, your family? He'll be recognized in those things. I pray for you right now who are having the walk to the sunset, the walk to the end. You're walking out the end of days. You're walking out the loss. You're walking out the fears. You're walking out the dreams that have crashed and dried up. You're walking along. I pray right now, Lord, you would come into those situations with revelation. You would begin to show yourself, Lord, in the midst of the dark times. Lord, I pray as we walk along, even though we don't know you there, we would communicate with you, Lord. And even though we don't know you there, that my listeners, we'd hear the voice of God speaking. Even though we might not understand it's you speaking, their hearts burn within us. We gravitate our hearts to you. I'm praying for you listening to me today that at the exact correct time, you'd be inviting Jesus in to the common thing, the stay, Lord, with me. Stay with me. Eat with me. And in the ordinary moment, I pray he's going to show himself to you, reveal himself. You'll understand the things you haven't understood. You'll have grace upon grace come into your life because you are his disciple. Jesus said, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. I have come that you might have life, and life that is abundant. We're told that he is at work within us. The Spirit of God is at work within us to will and do his good pleasure. He's at work in you. Put on faith as a garment, hope as a garment. Clothe yourself with it. Lord, come in. Holy Spirit, come and minister to these that are listening to me right now.